This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been covering the 11 million documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm detailing the offshore accounts of world notables, from politicians to sports stars. Although many of these accounts may be legal, tax evasion and corruption are not, and law enforcement agencies around the world are opening investigations. As Mitchell Hartman at the Marketplace desk at OPB reports, for years now, the U.S. has been trying to tighten financial oversight and crack down on overseas corruption.
With untold billions being squirreled away in offshore shell companies and secret bank accounts, you might think little can be done about this epidemic of international tax evasion.
Oh, you know, there's been substantial progress since the financial crisis.
UC Berkeley economist Gabriel Zuckman.
Now there's a law, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, that forces foreign financial institutions to automatically tell the IRS about their customers who are U.S. citizens and of their income and their wealth.
But Zuckman says the IRS still depends on those foreign tax havens to comply, and they've got huge financial incentive to keep mum. Since 9/11, American regulators have been more closely monitoring bank cash flows, says Colin Clark at the Rand Corporation.
And we've seen the Middle East as a kind of locus of a lot of this, countries like Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia.
Clark says the U.S. now coordinates closely with the IMF, UN, and World Bank on international financial surveillance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.